California's ongoing drought is pushing a group of farmers to consider something they've never done before. They're offering the state a deal. They'll give up 25% of their water now if regulators promise not to hit them with even more draconian cuts later this year. Of course, everyone in the state has been looking at ways to use less water this year, but this particular group of growers is special. Dan Brecky has been following this for Here and Now contributor KQED in San Francisco and joins us now. Hi there, Dan.
Hey there.
So first of all, these farmers are part of a coalition of growers in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. They've got actually some of the strongest claims to water in the state. So why are they considering giving up or offering a cut now?
Well, one of the people involved in this said this is a way of taking a haircut now to avoid a beheading later. And what they mean by that is if they give up, and they're talking about giving up 25% of their water now, the hope is that they will be able to avoid a complete curtailment, the technical term for a cutoff, later in this year. And that would be a disaster, obviously, for somebody who depends on water to grow crops.
Right. And just goes to show how bad the drought is there, because these growers have claims to water that go back more than a century. They're amongst the oldest in the state. And when water is scarce, cuts are based on seniority. So even this group is facing potentially draconian cuts later this year.
Well, the situation really is dire, and people are looking around for solutions. You're right that this group, if there are ironclad, completely locked-in water rights anywhere in the state, this group has them. They're next to the rivers that they take the water from. That's called riparian water rights, and they were established before 1914, and that's the oldest class. So, you know, in a normal year, that means they can take whatever they want, essentially. I mean, that's not technically true, but that's what the practical reality. But now people are scared. And this, and the interesting thing about this deal is that now the state is looking at whether it could be extended beyond the Delta, which is a relatively small, although a very important pocket of agriculture, into other watersheds as well.
Right. And just for some context, I'm seeing that this group has only had their share of water cut once in 100 years in the past century. So what are state water regulators saying in response to the offer?
Well, they said they're interested. This was the subject of a public discussion a couple of days ago. And I think people are looking at this. The State Water Resources Control Board, which handles all these water rights, says that it looks like a creative solution. And they've actually said later today they are going to have an announcement on which direction they'll go. I think everybody expects them to say, yes, we like this idea, and now let's study how far we can extend it.
Hmm. Now, Dan, what could this mean for agricultural production overall? I mean, California grows so much of the nation's food. If this deal is approved and then potentially expanded, you know, what impact could it have on supermarkets across the country?
You know, that's always a little hard to say. Prices, you know, their production was cut back a lot last year. There were about 400,000 or 500,000 acres that were fallowed. They just sat idle. And that's about half the size of Rhode Island. I don't know if that seems vast back there, but out here that seems vast. Prices didn't go up a lot because of that, but there's no doubt that production will be seriously impacted this year, whatever is being grown.
Well, Dan Brecky is a reporter and editor at KQED in San Francisco, talking to us about growers offering to cut their own water use in California by 25%. Dan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.